Hi, my name's Rashan Kumar. I'm our Senior Director of Discovery Biology at HiFi Bio, and my team identifies novel targets for our internal pipeline, including Gal9.
I'm Yunyue Lu, Head of Disease Biology at HiFi Bio, China Site, a project leader of Gal9.
So one of the things that was most compelling to us about pursuing Gal9 as a novel target in immunotherapy is it's a soluble pleiotropic immune suppressor. And by that, we mean this one molecule can act through multiple pathways to suppress anti-tumor immunity. So it impacts both the adaptive and innate arms of the immune system, as you can see in our introductory figure, by interacting with multiple receptors on distinct cell types within the tumor microenvironment. And these include effector T cells, regulatory T cells, NK cells, MDSCs, macrophages. So by hitting this one central node, we hope to tilt the balance towards anti-tumor immunity along multiple pathways. We set out to find antibodies that could block Gal9's immunosuppressive effects, and we tested antibodies that we found for blocking the interaction of Gal9 with multiple of its receptors. We focused on T cells initially and the receptors TIM3 and CD44 that Gal9 interacts with. And we found that the lead antibodies we identified, are able to block the interaction of Gal9 with both these receptors. And consequently, they're able to reverse at least two mechanisms of Gal9.
To select the in vivo model, it's very challenging. We need to consider different aspects. For example, we need to see the Gal9 expression levels from different tumor models, and also we consider tumor-infiltrating immune populations because we know the Gal9 play the key role with like T cell, macrophage, NK cells. So we need to check those populations as tumor environment.
We then set out to test these antibodies in an in vivo solid tumor model. And what we saw is they had a synergistic effect with antibodies against PD-1. Gal9 also has a dual role in AML, where in addition to being an immune suppressor, it also acts as a self-renewal factor for leukemic stem cells. So to further investigate the potential application of anti-Gal9 antibodies in AML, we've been collaborating with the Gustave Roussy Institute in Paris, one of the world's leading cancer centers, to do translational analysis of Gal9 expression in AML patients.
Importantly, Gal9 actually play the key role in autocrine loop to help the leukemia stem cells renew. That's why we think if we targeting the Gal9, actually we are targeting those small portion of cells, the stem cells, then this will really help for the cure.
So as we look beyond AML and to the treatment of solid tumors, which are, of course, complex and have multiple different immunosuppressive mechanisms operating within them, it's important for us to understand where Gal9 is playing an important role to be able to match the right treatment to the right patients. So our strategy there is to apply our single-cell analysis platform to dissect the tumor microenvironment and the immunosuppressive cell types operating within there in a way we call drug intelligence sciences, or DIS. And that's really our approach to identify biomarkers of patient response and be able to apply the right treatments to the right patients at the right time. And by having that combination of novel targets and effective antibodies and tools and a strong understanding of which patients can benefit from these, we really think that we can help transform patient care and improve patient lives.